We're here at the American Sea Trade Association annual meeting, the 130th annual meeting in Nashville, Tennessee. With me is Andy Levine, president and CEO of ASTA. And Andy, 130 years you're celebrating of taking care of the seed trade industry.
Yeah, it's really exciting when we look at the 130 years of all the issues that impact the seed industry and how the seed industry's changed just over the last 10 or 15 years, let alone that 130. And we're excited about the opportunities before us as we move forward. And this meeting is really focused on what those issues are.
Well, and what are those issues?
Well, when we look at it, it's new breeding methods. It's how do we deal with those breeding methods and communicate to the public about it. It's the issues of seed treatment and how do we properly handle seed treatment. And then how do we advocate on behalf of the seed industry and our customers, the growers, who use those new technologies and new seeds today.
And that's kind of what we're here in this first meeting here. We're talking about a new advocacy type of program that ASTA's started just now, right? It's brand new.
Well, it is new. We've modified our old seed lot program. We're calling it Seed Advocate. And it really is that opportunity to gin up the industry, to talk to their elected officials, to talk about what they do, why they do it, the products they provide the farmers, and really communicate out to the public as well as to our legislators and regulators about what we do today. So they're not assuming. They're not asking the wrong people. We're introducing them to ourselves to say, we're the people to talk to about this industry.
And because of the environmental issues are so important, especially GMOs and things like that, this is a really critical time for the industry, isn't it?
It really is. You look at, again, how quickly the technology is changing to develop new varieties, new seed technologies, whether it's biotech or whether it's conventional production, molecular marker technologies, all those things that are really helping us rapidly change the varieties in order to deal with the environmental issues or other things that we're facing today. You know, 1 year we have a drought, 1 year we have too much water, but if you got strong varieties, they can weather those storms.
And, of course, the other thing we have looking at in the international level is the accord that we talked about last year, and we talked about it in December at the Seed Expo. Where do we stand right now? What's the status of the accord?
Well, we have the first step of the accord completed and already started down the road, and the second part of the accord is just about finished. We expect it to be rolled out in the fall, and so the whole program will be up and running completely by the end of this year, and the opportunity for generic products to come into the marketplace or to be stacked will be there for that first event coming off patent. So it'll be live for that, and that company, Monsanto, has already voiced how they were going to handle that product, so the accord fits right in with what we're doing going forward.
So here at the annual meeting, how many people are here, and what are the types of people that are here at this meeting?
We've got about 375 people here, and it's all of our industry. So it's everyone from alfalfa to zucchini and everything in between. And it really is driving the policy for this industry, looking at what are we doing the next year, what are we doing the next 5 years. We're rolling out our new strategic plan or our revised strategic plan to help guide that advocacy that we're going to do both at the state level, the national level, and at the international level.
All right. Well, we'll be here, and we'll be bringing that to our viewers and listeners on AgWired throughout the week. Great to see you as usual, Andy, here in Nashville at the ASTA 130th annual meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.